This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, Goo Goo Doll tickets. Listen to Jane today at 4:05. This is your last chance this week for the code word to text to 20357. That is our contest number. And it could get you a pair of tickets for the Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional on September 4th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. 2025, right around the corner. September 4th. Very nice. Okay. A couple really quick things. First of all, Survivor. Yesterday I watched the season finale. I think about you so much when I watch that last episode every season. I'm like super bummed for you because I know you already know and you're not going to watch it. And so, it was absolutely great.
Good.
Like the fire challenge was ridiculous. I was like, I cannot believe that just happened. Everyone's losing their mind. Rachel ties the record for Rachel is a chick who's like in it to win it. And she is just tied. They go through all these stats of like, you know, the 47 seasons and 350 women who've competed on the show. And of those, only four of them have ever won four individual immunity challenges in one season. And she just made it five. So it was really cool. It was really epic. And then when they get to the final tribal council where each of the final three, so the final three are Rachel, this guy, Sam, and this lady, Teenie. And she's just so likable. She really is. She has her moments where you're like, oh, she's so young. She just doesn't, you know, she doesn't have a lot of life experience and stuff. But overall, she's just like such a lovable, likable person. So it's the three of them. And I was like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, it's Rachel all the way. It's Rachel's going to win it. Nobody else has a chance. She just crushed it, blah, blah, blah. In the end, Sam was so good at making a case for himself. I actually thought John, because John's like, nope, there's no way it's Rachel. She's going to win. Everyone's going to vote for Rachel. And after listening to his arguments and which were, it was amazing. It really does come down to who can communicate the best at the end.
Isn't he a radio guy?
He is a radio guy.
Right.
And he really had thought it through and made an incredibly good argument for himself. In the end, he only got one vote from Kyle, because Kyle just loves him. But I really thought, oh, he may have just talked himself into, now we got a game on. Now it's not just obviously going to be Rachel. And of course, Teenie didn't get any votes because...
I am surprised to hear that because I don't think he has an argument. So if he made one and it seemed plausible,
his
I'm
big
shocked.
Argument was... I did this. I got to this point without any advantages. Yeah, you are here, Rachel, and you did pull off some wins there in the end. And you did have to fight for your life. But you also, you were handed some of your advantages. One of them was an anonymous gift from another player. One of them was you happened to buy the right item at the, because she found an immunity idol in her thing of French fries that she bought at the auction. Like, So his argument was actually really good. Like, I've been on the bottom the whole time and I'm still here and I didn't have any of the advantages that you had. And she really had no answer for it. She was very uncomfortable. It even got contentious at one point. And he was just calm and really good. And in the end, he did not win. Did you watch the whole, Maddie?
I did not. Sorry.
It was great. It was really, really good.
So this, what's cool about this show, in my opinion, if you're someone who hasn't watched it, or even if you have and you're like, bleh, that's fine. I understand that. But I will say that it's like, I was Rachel all the way through the season. I felt like she was someone who seemed to really have a well-balanced game in all ways. When you look at people who should win a game called Survivor, it's often the unlikeliest person, or not unlikely, but there are people like, they've had big muscled up dudes who quit.
And then they have, I can't take it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. And then they've got, and there was a guy, his name was Ozzy. He's from many seasons past, but
he did a few seasons.
He did multiple seasons and never won. At least to my knowledge, he never won. But he was always the guy when you went, oh, Ozzy's like, he can swim. He can climb trees. He can fish. He can. And so you're going, this guy, and that hasn't won it.
No.
And so it is one of those interesting sort of, and they call it a, I don't think they call it a science project, but it's definitely like this social experiment.
Yes.
Where you don't get, by sight, you don't get who's going to win. You've got to watch for a while and you've got to sort of go, okay, this person's laying in the weeds, but if they stay too long. So there's a lot more going on than you would see on the surface.
No, it's strategy, and there's layers to it. And there's, I mean, that's the thing. You can't win if you're an Aussie. Aussie was like the guy who unabashedly won everything and provided, and everyone went, that guy's got to go. Mm-hmm. The minute we have a chance to get Ozzy out of here, we have to, because you can't sit next to, you have to be, it's so strategic. I love that. Oh man. And actually that kind of reminds me, there's a show coming up in January. This will be the third season of it. And I actually think there's it's been done in other countries. So if you ever wanted to do a really deep dive on the Traitors, you would be able to see, I think, isn't the Australia one like a big one that people,
everybody loves the Australia.
People love. So there's a local woman, by the name of Danielle Reyes, and she's on the Traitors. This is a game that's made for her. That game is, it's so fun to watch because it's a very simple concept. There's 16 people, two of them are traitors, and they don't know who they're going to be coming in. They get picked there and they have to play this role. And all you have to do if you're not a traitor is figure out who the traitors are.
Hmm.
And it's brilliant in its simplicity. And so I can't wait to see her on that. And that's happening in January. Are we going to get her on? Let's get her on early January.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let her talk about it before we know how it goes. And they film it. Alan Cummings is the host. And they film it at a castle in Scotland. So they do all these weird challenges. And they're out in the beautiful, you know, Scottish countryside. It's amazing. It's a lot to like about the Traitors. Okay, so there's that. Yesterday also, if you didn't see it, I don't post a lot, but we talked about my Christmas wrapping room, and I put up a picture of the wrapping room. So it's up there. It's on Clarky Clark if you want to look at it. Follow me on Instagram. I will not be bothering you with posts. New in theaters this weekend, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
And I'm by all the about way, it.
Sonic the Hedgehog 4 in the works, spring 2027.
I'm all about it. It's a fun little series. It's certainly kid television, but Jim Carrey's fantastic in this.
Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles are asked to stop an escaped military experiment, Shadow the Hedgehog, who's stronger and faster than them. He's voiced by Keanu Reeves. Ben Schwartz returns as Sonic. Colleen O'Shaughnessy is Tails. Idris Elba is Knuckles. And Jim Carrey's back as Sonic's nemesis, Dr. Robotnik.
He's so good in this, and he's just as typical over-the-top, overacting nonsense. But I read a review where they said Jim Carrey's performance outshines Keanu Reeves. And I'm like, why is that a surprise to you?
I would say that Keanu's one of the more low-key actors.
I'm not.
You know, like...
But
Jim Carrey is like big and bold and loud and
funny. Over the top and ridiculous and all the things that would make
surprise.
Right. And by the way, if they were both, like, their faces were both on screen, you might go, well, Keanu, I mean, how handsome. But
man, I find Jim very handsome.
He's doing a voice, though.
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. not the actual Keanu. It's Keanu's voice.
And it's actual Jim Carrey, but yes. in a costume, right?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I
Sonic
really like
Sonic the Hedgehog
it.
3 is out today. Now, I'm going to give you not just some of the stuff today, but some of the Christmas Day stuff. And okay. all I put a zillion trailers up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page today. So if you're looking for them all in one place, there they are for you. There's something out today. It's PG-13 and it's called Homestead. It's about a former Green Beret who has to defend a billionaire's fortress in the mountains after a nuclear bomb detonates in LA. And I guess there's a guy from Yellowstone in it. Mm. Neil McDonough, I think, is the star. And then Yellowstone's Don Olivieri. They're in it. Mm. Baby Girl is out today. This is rated R, and this is an erotic thriller starring Nicole Kidman as a CEO who risks everything to have a fling with the young intern who feeds into her desire to relinquish control. And he's played by a British actor named Harris Dickinson. Antonio Banderas is also in this. He plays her husband.
Mm.
It looks, this was the one where she actually did an interview where she was like, I was so tired of faking orgasms. I was so tired. I had to have all different kinds of orgasms. I had to be filmed, you know, with an O face on the whole time. Like, that had to be hard. She got sick of it. She was just like, I'm never having another one of those.
Oh, never another
never,
fake
never
one?
Another one. No, and never. I'm never putting that face on. I'm never doing that again. Mufasa, The Lion King. That is out today. This is in limited release right now. So I don't know if that means that it's like New York and LA, or if it, you know, maybe there's like a few places around here, but if you're dying to see that, you may have to wait. Mufasa the Lion King, rated PG, Rafiki, it is telling the story of how Simba's dad became the king. So it looks like Donald Glover and Beyonce are back as Simba and Nala. Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, plays their daughter, Kiara. And there, this is Rafiki is telling the story.
How did she get that job?
I don't know. It's weird, huh? She must be really good. She's really talented. So Rafiki tells the story of how Simba's dad becomes the king and how Mufasa and Scar become brothers. And Aaron Pierre is Mufasa. Kelvin Harrison Jr. is Taka, the lion prince who grows up to be Scar. Tandy Newton, Lenny James. They're the parents. It's the main cast from The Lion King. It's like, Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen are back as Timon and Pumbaa. So that to me looks really good. I love The Lion King.
We will definitely see Sonic first, but Mufasa is on the list before I come back in January.
And we're leaving. It is limited, so I'm not sure. I'm really not
it's
sure.
It's late. Yeah, I'll go see it later, but we will see. It's on our list.
There's something called The Brutalist, and that's also in limited release. It's rated R. Adrian Brody is a Holocaust survivor separated from his wife in Budapest. He makes his way to America and eventually finds himself working for Guy Pearce while trying to figure out how to reunite with his family. Here are the biggest ones that are coming out over the holidays. So opening Christmas Day, Nosferatu, starring Lily Rose Depp as a newlywed haunted by a vampire she somehow formed a psychic connection with, and Nicholas Holt is her husband, and Bill Skarsgård is the vampire Count Orlok. On Christmas Day, The Fire Inside, based on the true story of boxer Clarissa Shields as she trained for the 2012 Summer Olympics. So that's a true story. Mm. By the way, every single one of these, I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. In limited release on Christmas Day is A Complete Unknown. That's Timothée Chalamet, and they're getting that out in time for award season, I think. The rest of the cast includes Elle Fanning as his girlfriend, Ed Norton as Pete Seeger, Monica Barbaro as Joan Baez, Boyd Holbrook as Johnny Cash, A Complete Unknown, limited release, Christmas Day. And another one in limited release, Better Man. This is weird, but that's the only reason I thought I'd mention this. It's the life story of British pop star Robbie Williams.
What?
But he is a chimpanzee from Planet of the Apes because he, quote, always felt less evolved than other people. So I don't know if this means it's animated or if this means it's a thing that was shot and he wore one of those green suits and they just pasted in the Planet of the Apes character. I don't understand it. The trailer is up. You can check it out. If you want football, you got it. If you want football, you got it all weekend long. So tomorrow, Sunday,
Tonight.
Christmas. All the days. If you want football, you got it. Tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS is the National Christmas Tree Lighting. Saturday Night Live, 11:30. Actually, I think we get that at 8:30, our time. I think they've run it twice. Martin Short is the host. And Hozier is your musical guest.
Isn't that a repeat?
Is it? Maybe it is. Oh, yeah. I wonder why they would put it in. They usually don't put in the repeats. I'm not sure if it is. I feel like I've seen them all. And then Sunday at 8:30 on CBS, the 47th Annual Kennedy Center Honors. This year's honorees are Francis Ford Coppola, The Grateful Dead, Bonnie Raitt, and jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. So there you go. That's what's on your television.
It looks like it's a new one.
I feel like I would remember if I had seen it, but he's hosted plenty of times. And we definitely talked about this because I know Vinny loves Hozier.
I feel like that's why I am.
Maybe because I just brought it up like a couple weeks ago when I was giving you the final, the rest of the season.
Yeah, this is their Christmas show. So yeah, definitely.
Okay.
No. This is just the Sonic the Hedgehog 4 is in the works. Apparently everybody who's seen it loves 3 so much. They're like, let's just move ahead.
They're fun little movies.
Yeah. There's this lawyer that we've talked about. His name's Tony Busby. And if you've ever seen him, you've also seen his phone number stretched out behind him because he only talks with his phone number, gigantic, and, I will help you. I am Tony Busby in the background. This is just a fun story. I mean, I think it's not for the woman involved. Tony Busby has made a name for himself representing a bunch of alleged victims suing Diddy for sexual abuse. And now he's being sued for sexual misconduct. The plaintiff is an unidentified Jane Doe who says Busby had sex with her without disclosing that he was tainted with an unspecified sexually transmitted disease and admitted to her that he did know he had it before they smashed. The next day, so she does him. The next day, she said she started to feel, quote, uncomfortable sensations around her groin. And sure enough, a doctor's visit confirmed that something had been given to her. I think we can all guess it's unspecified at this point, but
I can't guess though. What
I
is
feel
it?
Like you can. Just think hard on it.
Chlamydia. Gonorrhea.
I'm going to think it's one of the lifetime transmissions. That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Because would you sue over that? You'd just go get a course of penicillin and you'd be done. So she continued to see him and said that he was manipulative and even physically abusive. Busby, of course, denies all of it. And she's now suing him for giving a lady VD.
You know, I've never seen this guy's ads as you mentioned them, but I know that I read an article about Jay-Z saying, this guy's a blackmailing whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure he's to smithereens.
Yeah, destroy that guy.
So it's in this, here's a dude who ambulance chases and now the people are coming for him.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, now that he's high profile, this lady's like, oh, he's got some money now. I'm going to sue him now. Let's do this.
That's sad, though. That is one of those. When I did the herpes story the other day, I thought most people who get this, there probably is someone who knows it. Not most, but, there's someone out there who's like, yeah, I'm not telling them that.
I've never
then
got laid again.
They won't do me.
Right.
I'm trying to have some,
That's why 20% of people have it then.
Nothing pours a bucket of cold water on a session like admitting you've got herpes.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you do? Bye.
Right. I mean.
Or so do I. Let's go.
But, and that's
going to tell me? I'm come on and tell you. You weren't about to tell me? We can't start a relationship this way. You sure about that? Look what I got going on. So next story is about Pink. I don't know what this means. It could just be like the real estate market is hot and she feels like if she's owned the house, she could just turn it over and make a quick extra million. Pink has listed her Malibu beach house for $15 million about 3 months after buying it. It is a 4,300 square foot residence. It's one of those ones that looks like it's right on the PCH. Mm-hmm. It's all garage in the front and all beach in the back. She is asking for about $1.3 million more than she paid. They paid $200 over asking. And so 3 months later, she's putting it back on. Now, there are tax implications when you, I think if you need to hold a place for a certain amount of time and it needs to be declared, like, is this your primary residence? Is it this, you know, there's going to be a, there'll be a tax hit, I'm sure, which is maybe why she's asking more for it. Like, she feels like that extra almost 10% will cover it. I just don't know why she'd dump it. It looks, like it's right on the beach. So I don't know. Is it, do you think it's just a cash grab, or is it just, you know, they just don't love it? It actually was, it was just remodeled. They're saying here it's,
maybe they hate their neighbors.
I mean, I guess that is possible.
I don't know enough about people's finances to understand. I mean, did they pour money into it too?
No, it had just been remodeled when they bought it. They paid about $200 over 3 months ago. I don't know.
The pain in the ass alone. But you know what? If she's about to turn a million something profit.
I don't know. I don't know if she is.
I thought the taxes would nuke you.
Right.
But whatever. I mean, she must know she's doing, or has a person that knows.
I feel like, you know, she can't be hurting for money. So why not just rent it for a while or something? I don't know. That's, I mean, whatever. Somebody's advising her, I'm sure. And or she's just like, I got a terrible vibe and I don't want this anymore. Something. And I'll leave you with this. Let's see here. Jeremy Renner is going to write a book about the snowplow accident. He says, there's so many wonderful gifts that come from being tested to your limits of death. His show, which I don't have the name of it in front of me, but it's like the mayor of Hellville or something. That just got renewed for another season.
Hellville?
No, it's not. I just can't think of the name of it, and I don't see it here. But it's not about that. It's about this snowplow accident and everything that he went through, which, like, he really was just ruined. And he is somehow back and didn't even miss Mayor of
Kingstown.
Kingstown. What'd I say? Hellhole? Sure. Mayor of Hellhole. Anyway, Jeremy Renner.
Real close.
I don't know. Thanks. Thanks for noticing. Terrible, terrible accident. And so I guess he'll be giving all the, I mean, you're going to write a book about that. You're going to have to tell everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. Anyway, there's that. All right, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Well, the best winter location in the world.
Oh my goodness.
And more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
All the small things. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Not sure you guys have noticed. I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but it is Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. All day. And for many people, it's vacation time. I don't want to say we're going on vacation. Actually, I take it back. I totally want to say we're going on vacation. This is a vacation Friday. Oh, my God.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thanks, Maria. Very much appreciated. Okay, here we go. Let's see. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast. You can check it out, our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. Check it out on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the SF Zoo.
Oh.
Have a tail wagging time when you bring your dog to Dog Day at SF Zoo on December 24th and January 11th. Reservations are required and a limited number of dogs are allowed. To learn more, visit sfzoo.org. SF Zoo is open on Christmas and New Year's Day.
Aww.
Go to sfzoo.org. Here's what's happening. I should have mentioned this earlier, and I didn't, and that's my bad, just because I know if you're running out the door, you probably want to know that the fog was unbelievably thick on the roads today. And as I look out now, it's still pretty thick. You're going to be seeing clouds start to pile up, and rain is headed our way starting tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to enter a storm window of like three storms blowing through over the next couple weeks. So that's what's in your future.
Fun.
Well,
it, you know, we do need it.
It's winter.
Yep, it is.
Or tomorrow, maybe. I don't know if you need the official. I don't have it. Chargers won last night. They beat the Broncos 34-27. There is so much football this weekend that I can't run it all down for you, but it started. There's a college game tonight. There's pro and college tomorrow. And the Niners are in Miami on Sunday at 1:30. On, I think it's the Niners Instagram page, Brock Purdy bought, you know, the, every now and then you'll see in the news that a quarterback will make the news because of what he bought his offensive line. These are the guys
who
protect him and keep him safe throughout a season.
He wants them to love him.
Yeah, and I've seen guys who get, you know, a Rolex, or you hear these different stories, and in this case, Brock Purdy bought every one of his offensive linemen a Toyota truck.
Oh.
And they're nice.
Really?
They're like the full size. I believe they're Tundras.
Four-door.
Yes.
Oh, those are super nice.
So the pictures of him going into the offensive line, into their, I don't know, classroom.
Oh.
Wherever they study this week.
The X's and O's are up on the board.
And he brings them outside. Come on out, boys. Let me show you what. And then there they are. They all got Toyota trucks.
Oh.
Now, he does do Toyota commercials.
And it is so the official truck of the NFL, I believe, as well.
Oh, okay. Well, and he does spots for Toyota, so he may have gotten a deal. I don't know. But Toyota rules. Like, that's a good gift.
I'm with you.
And trucks anymore, especially a full size, that's not a $19,000 pickup. That's more like a $75,000 pickup, if not more.
If not more. I was going to say, loaded up with today's technology.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
So anyway.
That's a good gift.
Very cool to see, though. Like, kind of neat that these guys are like.
Toyota should spiff him those, because honestly, like, we're all talking about it. I saw that story. Like, it's everywhere. And like, it's. And it makes me remember, like, oh, yeah, I do really like those trucks. I really feel like
they're
that's
nice.
The thing I should get.
Mm-hmm. So this story is my first story here besides the sports world is in the Merck News.
All right.
California is back, baby.
Are we? That's great.
They say we've nearly returned to pre-pandemic population levels. There was a big
massive exodus.
Population increase in 2024. And I actually know some people who went, our neighbors, and they have four kids. So it was really like those kids and my kids and a couple other kids filled the street. And when they left, it left a giant gaping hole. Like, it's actually sad because my kids are all, nah, nah, nah.
There's no one to play with.
It's a hard hole to fill.
Four kids, one family. I mean, that's anyway. So, but they left. I don't know why they're coming back, but we did hear they went to Idaho. They were gone for half a year and they're on their way back.
Right.
I think that's, you can feel like, oh, California, it's too expensive. It's too, and you'd be right.
Mm-hmm.
It's also California the whole time. California dreaming, everyone.
It is a
it's a song.
It's a magic place to live. Yeah, like you gotta, you know, if you can get past the cost of living. That's the thing. There are other places that are so, like Idaho, I'm sure is so tempting. Like, we can sell our house here, own a house there outright, put all our kids through college. Like, it's crazy the difference in the prices here and the prices literally everywhere mm-hmm. else.
Well, and I, as a native Californian, nothing, I love it here.
Right.
But I also lived in Oregon for 4 years and it was great. Mm. I liked it. There's no surf there. People right. will tell you, oh no, there's a coast on a, mm-hmm. no.
Really?
No. Man, I mean, there's a coast. There is a coast. I'm yeah. sorry. I don't mean to mislead you. There is ocean and coastline in Oregon. It's such wilderness and the quality of waves, rideable waves are, it's impossible. It's no
also,
good.
I mean, the one part of the Oregon coastline that I've ever seen is the one that you need a dune buggy to get to. Mm-hmm. And it's miles of sand before you get to the water. Like, is that the coast? Is that what it all, I mean, there must be places where it's more accessible.
Yeah, there's places where it's more accessible. But the bottom line is nothing, nowhere is California. California's population grew by almost 250,000 residents this year, nearly bouncing back to the record high population levels the Golden State had reached before the pandemic.
Where were we at? Do you know?
Let's see if I have that
like
number
40,
for you.
44 million people or some crazy huge number.
After consistent population growth through the 2010s, California population peaked at 39.5 million residents.
Didn't quite hit 40. Incredible. So now we're almost back
to
that.
That's according
to,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and then the pandemic hit and a lot of people went, we can go work at, we can keep our job and go work from anywhere. And that seems to be spinning out of control now. Yeah. It was a move you made that you, it didn't stay.
Well, the problem is a lot of places are like, nah, come on back.
Yep.
And people are like, sorry, but I live in Vermont now. So.
Well, then.
They're all like, come on back or sayonara.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, California population. Back, baby.
We're back, baby.
We are back. Okay, this is a fun story because we're about to go winter. We're about to get some weather. Mm-hmm. It's coming. We have seen some snow. By the way, Johnny wrote us yesterday.
Johnny Mosley.
Did you write him back?
I wrote him back privately.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a thread that I didn't want to answer. Mm. There was a third person on there.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
I went, remember Maddie? Maddie's back. Woo!
Oh. Well, anyway, Johnny is a guy. Yeah. He is our winter guy, right?
He is.
Like I can tell.
It ain't winter till Johnny pipes
up. He's been training, and I know that because I watch him on Instagram, and now with the snowfall and the season ahead, he's a man in full.
Yeah, this is his time.
Mm-hmm.
You know how all of us have our favorite season?
Yeah.
Like you're a fall guy and I'm a summer girl. And I mean, his has to be winter, right?
I don't know. I mean, I know that he made his name in the Winter Olympics.
He certainly did.
And I also know that he's the voice of Warren Miller, which is like the coolest thing you could possibly hope to get.
He also does Toyota ads.
He does Toyota ads as well. Yes. So he's living his best life. I wonder, though, if he's not like, you know what I really want to do? Go surfing.
Yeah. Or he loves to fish.
Yeah.
Huge fisher.
So.
Men.
He's a huge fisher.
It sounded more like a fissure. And I'm
he's
like,
a huge fissure.
That's not good.
Right. Yeah.
Well, everybody knows that no one wants a fissure anywhere for any reason. Ever.
At all. The world's most beautiful winter cities is my story.
Okay.
Enough lead
So these
in.
Are like, accept it. It's winter. Check out the beauty.
In the United States, the most beautiful cities in winter. Weird. West Virginia, nowhere on the list.
Oh, that is weird.
That is weird.
But these are the cities. Aspen comes in at number 5. Man. Washington, D.C., comes in at number 4.
Really? Do they say specifically like why? Just everything, all the parks and stuff look nice coated in snow?
Yeah, the skyline, the whole thing. It's just, and there's a lot to do in
Capitol
the winter.
Capitol buildings all covered in a layer of snow.
Salt Lake City makes the list. New York at number two. And the number one city in America for winter, the most beautiful winter city, Boston.
Really?
Boston.
That's actually unexpected.
We'll wait till you hear this.
All right.
That is nationally speaking.
Okay.
Aspen, D.C., Salt Lake City, New York, Boston, most beautiful winter city. How about the world? Expanding it out, Boston is still number one in the world.
I don't understand. Why? What are they saying the reason is? I mean, it is a lovely city.
Boston, York in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Dublin.
Oh, Dublin.
Cologne, Germany. Stockholm. Cappadocia. It's in Turkey.
Okay. Cappadocia do.
Tokyo, New York, Vienna, and Milan round out your top 10 most beautiful winter cities. And it's all
what
the pictures they show. Like this picture of York, you'd love it. That's in the middle.
Why are they showing it in the winter?
Well, I think it is.
Not even, that's not the winter. That's there's
you don't
green,
know what that. Look at the clouds. That's winter.
That is summer.
It's about
that
to
is
snow
full
there.
Full summer. No. None of those have any winter in them. They're
this
just like,
one's fully snowed in. It's Boston snow. There's
I don't
snow.
Even see any snow.
There
oh yeah,
snow
okay, you're
there.
Right.
Yes.
Some snow, not a lot.
And but you think that just because you can't see it at a distance, look at your glasses.
Are they all yucky? Oh, they are kind of smeary. Ugh.
Yeah.
God, I hate when I see smeary.
Here you are making fun of other people with
their
dirty glasses.
I hate. Well, listen, they're smeary and they're smeary. Somewhere around here, I have those glasses.
You were making your comments and everyone at the table went, oh, geez, are my glasses? She's talking about me? Or that was,
no,
geez,
I'm talking about that one guy. Who
well, all right, no more.
Dirty glasses.
That's enough.
Scrape that off.
That's about
there.
Enough of that.
Well, it's just hard. I always, because anybody who wears glasses is like, oh man, you poor thing. You must really want to clean those. Oh, but you never do.
Not just the United States. The world, ladies and gentlemen. Boston.
It's a very nice city.
Is the
I like
world's
it
most beautiful winter city.
I like it in spring. I just think of Boston in the winter being big piles of dirty snow.
Dirty, filthy, disgusting snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets so, and it's still there in May because the piles are so high and so filthy that it takes forever for it all to melt. It's so gross. But okay, great. I think Boston's a beautiful city. I wouldn't recommend it in the winter, frankly. The end.
Okay.
Thanks for telling me, though. That's, you know, interesting news.
There are three reasons not to put your holiday shopping off until the last minute.
Okay.
One is you may not be able to find what that person wants, what you're looking for, what you're trying to buy. It may be out, maybe sold out.
Yeah.
Or the color you need. Oh my gosh, you don't have pink? Now what do I do? You have purple? No? Ah, fudge. Brown.
What about blue? Oh.
How am I supposed
brown?
To be brown? What am I supposed to
brown apples? Those don't work. Doing that.
They say these are the reasons not to put off your you may not be able to find what you want. It will be sheer chaos at the stores and parking lots. And number three, you could die.
Why could you die?
A report by Nationwide
is on your side.
That's the guys. I do love their commercials. Isn't that the ones where it's Peyton Manning?
Yes, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Peyton.
You know, what's funny is that country star used to do them. And then Peyton Manning jumped in on them and they were doing them together. And now the country star, sayonara, bro.
We don't need him.
we got
Peyton.
We got Peyton Manning. Anyway, back to Nationwide study. It's the most dangerous day. Most dangerous day of the month to be out on the roads is December 23rd. That's this coming Monday.
Oh.
It's just, not because
it's
of
chaotic.
A,
it's...
They say that's not because of a terrible winter storm, although that could make things worse. It's because there's a ton of busy, distracted drivers.
Mm.
And that is a reality.
Nationwide
is on your side.
By the way, that's Brad Paisley is the country star.
Oh, he just got the whole campaign
and
snatched right out from underneath him.
I've been told to talk about it too much, but he's also from West Virginia.
What do you mean you were told you'd talk about it too much?
Talk about West Virginia too much.
It's
Who told
you're
you
from?
That?
I know. I just, yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
I didn't tell you that.
Somebody did.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you love it there.
I love it there, and it's part of
my
brand.
Let me ask you this.
It's part of my brand.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. If you could make a really, like, a killing in West Virginia, back home where you're from, would you go back there?
Nah.
Oh!
Really?
What?
I'm a city guy now. I've lived in cities for 25 years.
You don't have any cities there?
And I love the Bay Area. I keep coming back to the Bay Area. I moved to L.A., I come back. Moved to L.A., I come back. This is home.
Yeah.
Oakland, Oaktown.
Oh.
It's my city.
The most dangerous day to drive this month will be December 23rd. It's the distracted driving on top of what will probably be here in the Bay Area, a stormy, rainy day.
Rainy, right.
So you are better off getting this stuff done before the storms hit.
Right.
Which
it's also so aggravating.
Today.
It can really rob you of the Christmas spirit when you're feeling the pressure because you're like, I got two more things to buy. I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm going to prowl at the mall and everything's all torn. Like, it's just... You're fighting for a parking spot. That is not Christmassy.
Well, there are people who live for that stuff.
That's true.
And for those people, have at it. But I do love, like, even when Matt was in here, everyone sort of like got that Christmas like hang and
right.
We saw him for a minute and he's gone for good. Probably won't even be back for, what is it, the record in February?
Yeah, February.
Yeah. Right. You know, he's probably like,
nah, he'll come and do it.
You think so?
Yeah. And I want to try and figure out a way to do an Indigo Girls thing with him. I think that would be so funny.
Funny?
It would be great. Wouldn't that be so fun?
Well, yeah.
And he's always funny.
We tried to make you do that already.
Yeah. Well, we didn't work on anything. I'm saying we could work something out and be super fun.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Vinny just did a list and did not start at number one.
Yeah,
I noticed that too.
Well, I mean,
I didn't want to put it in your head. You know, I thought, well, look at our little boys growing
for
up.
For those of you who need to know the reason why, the truth is we get sidetracked and I will never get to the goddamn number one. That is why I do number one first.
You know what? That is the truth. This show is, it's very difficult to get a full thing out. It just really is. It's because it's just who we are. It's like we all go, oh, that reminds me of this. Oh, let's talk about this. What about this? Oh, I got a question about that.
Here, West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia. Like, right. It's ridiculous. But honestly, you have to, like, years ago, I just said, you're not going to get to everything, Sarah. You can't be bummed about it. Don't worry about it. Like, it's not, the people don't need to hear the one story you have that you didn't get to about the Mandalorian. It just doesn't matter. It's fine. I actually think you're right to start at number one.
There's a method to the madness, despite your inability to see why we do what we do. But that is one of the reasons. I'm trying not to tell you that stuff, though. Mm. Can you just, you know,
it's fine.
Can you just
give a little gift?
I've been to the sand dunes in Oregon once, says 415. I was in Florence, Oregon. It was for the 4th of July. It was amazing. Fireworks were allowed and there were dune buggies everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oregon is really nice. I liked it. I wouldn't go there. Like, my first choice is where I am now.
Mm-hmm. No,
for
and
good.
You actually live where you want to be.
I'm
that's
right
actually
where
kind
I
of amazing.
Be. So I'm happy. But if the cost gets, if I'm not able to stay, I would go to Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I loved it.
You had a very good experience there.
Mm-hmm. I did. 415 says, it's the old adage, California is expensive because it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
That's why it's expensive. Because everyone's like, yeah, I want to live there.
Yeah. Well, and trust me, I mean, I know that things have changed now, but since the 50s on the East Coast, people were like, oh, we're going California.
Every single family has California cousins. Mm-hmm. I had California cousins. They live in Bakersfield. Then John had California cousins who I met for the first time at one of his other cousins that still lived in Massachusetts wedding. And they were like, you should come out. And then we became the California cousins.
Was that the Ventura people?
It was the Ventura people.
Ah.
Yeah. Jim Jones.
Hey, Jim. Jim, you're listening.
Jim, Diane.
Jim, are you listening?
Not the Jim Jones.
Not the Jim Jones. I said his name because everyone always goes, Jim Jones.
Kool-Aid?
No, not the Kool-Aid one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, look. The new Superman. It looks kind of incredible.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.